Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Amen, amen. Thank you, team. Thank you for leading us today. Hey, happy birthday, ICS Church. Kung nasaan man po kayo ngayon, again, this is our very first public gathering na ginaganap po dito sa Greenfield District in Mandaluyong, Metro Manila, Philippines. But wherever you are, whether you're at home or another country, salamat po sa inyong pag-tune in ngayon. And for those of you in the room, again, welcome, welcome to ICS Church. It is good to see you. Many faces that we haven't seen for a long time. No, mag-o 1 year na tayo come March. But we're grateful for the opportunity magkasama-sama po tayo dito sa ICS Church. So happy birthday and happy 45th. Anniversary. It is always a joy for us to be together. Kakaiba, no? Kasi yung birthday natin, hindi ganito eh. Di ba? Para hindi tayo sanay sa ganito klase mag-celebrate ng birthday. I think this is the first time that we are celebrating our anniversary na medyo socially distant talaga. Kasi every year, whenever we celebrate our anniversary, it's all of ICS together, usually around tables with food. No? Pero nga ngayon, because of the situation that we are in, medyo konting adjustment sa ating pagsasama. So, if you are wanting to join us, again, we have started our public services. At mukhang madami yatang gusto mag-join sa 10 o'clock, but because of limitations, no, na max out siya Thursday pa lang, do want to encourage you to consider coming to the 8 a.m. service. So, kung usually 10 o'clock kayo, tapos parang no, hindi na kayo nakahabol doon, maybe next Sunday, consider coming to 8 a.m. We have space here. We have room for you at our 8 a.m. service, ang tagli service natin. As always, online streaming po, and in the afternoons, there's a replay online as well at 4 p.m. and at 6 p.m. in case hindi po kayo maka-catch up dito sa amin on our site. But today, we conclude our series. Ito pong past couple of weeks, we've been talking about greater. Greater po yung pabagat ng ating series that we've been sharing. At iba't iba po mga topics ang ating na-cover this past couple of weeks. The title for today's message is Greater Works. Greater Works. Napaganda yung exhortation kanina ni Pastor Topher. No? Sinabi niya, it's all about partnership. And really, that's how it is. You know, right relationships accomplish great things. Right relationships accomplish great things. The reason kung bakit nandito po tayo ngayon, 45 years later, is because of right relationships that were established more than 45 years ago. People who followed God, responded to Him in that relationship, left their origins, you know, their country of residence, at nagpunta sila dito sa Pilipinas out of obedience to the Lord. At yung po ay ang mga American missionaries that we talk about, you know, Pastor Paul and Jean Clark, and naparito sila. And when they came here, they felt, man, you know, we should start a Bible study. And make the long story short, you know, lumaki na lumaki hanggang naging church siya. So 45 years later, we're here. It's because people gave, people prayed, people obeyed, and it was that partnership with God, partnership with people, na nagpasimula ng ICS Church. Today, this church continues to grow. Not because of facilities, not because of things that we possess, but because of people. It's always been about people, and that's what the church is. And it was because of those right relationships na napasimulan ang church. Sino po dito mga basketball fans? Meron ba dito mga basketball fans dito sa kwarto? Wala, wala. A couple of people. So I don't know if you're old enough to know, but there was a dynamic duo back when I was younger. Ngayon, hindi ko alam kung sino yung mga dynamic duos ngayon. But when it was, you know, when I was younger, yung dynamic duo sa basketball, sa larawan ng basketball, was Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Ayan, may mga fans tayo dito. So yung mga later on, baka hindi nyo nakilala yan. But you still hear about him today. In fact, you know, I think just last year, They did a documentary on Michael Jordan's life at muli, no, nabuhay yung insider's view of that relationship between Pippen and Jordan. This was a right relationship. At itong relationship na to, between the two of them, of course, meron mga ibang kasama pa dun sa team, sa Chicago Bulls, enabled them to win multiple championships for the Chicago Bulls franchise. Kasi sobrang galing nila, especially when they came on the court together as a duo. Right relationships accomplish great things. No, hindi lang yan sa larawan ng sports. We see that anywhere, sa business, sa ating relationships, di ba? Kung tama yung relationship natin, it can produce great things. Pati na rin sa church, kung magiging tama yung relationships natin sa loob ng iglesia, it can produce great things. At ito ang nais ng Panginoon para sa atin ngayon. For the life of ICS Church and for the church around the world, God wants to do great things through us. Kung naniniwala po kayo doon, magsabi kayo ng amen. You can type amen, you can hit the thumbs up if you're online. Because these are the things that allow us to fulfill God's purposes in our life. Kahapon po, nagwakas ang ating 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I don't know kung meron kayong isang bagay lamang na talagang pinagtuunan ng panalangin for the last 21 days. But whatever that is, I hope that you will not stop praying. Diba? Sabi nga nila, push daw eh, push. Pray until something happens. Diba? Push lang tayo. Push lang tayo. Whether it's 21 days or beyond, whatever it is that God has instilled or dropped in our hearts, ipagpatuloy po natin yan sa magitan ng pananalangin. There are already amazing things na nangyari just the past 21 days. That's what we've heard, that's what we've read dun sa mga testimonies na dumarating sa atin. But we know and we believe that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we could ask or even imagine. Kaya magpatuloy po tayo doon. Today, the big idea is this: a right relationship with God enables us to do greater works. A right relationship with God enables us to do greater works. Kung meron pong isang tamang relasyon, yun po yung relasyon natin sa ating Panginoon Diyos. And if this is a relationship that we have not established, or if it's a relationship that we haven't considered, hindi pa natin napag-isipan, o di kaya naman medyo lumayo tayo, o lumamig ang ating relasyon sa Panginoon, allow me to remind us today kung bakit napaka-importante ito, kung bakit tama ito ang dapat na maging tamang relasyon natin so that we can accomplish greater things in life. Jesus, when he was here on earth, talked about this. No, ito bang isang bagay that he talked about. And he mentions this in John chapter 14. Dito po sa passage na to, John, who was a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, writes about what he saw and the words that Jesus said. At ito po, mga binigkas ng Panginoong Jesus, John wrote it down. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do." Seryoso? Greater works? I mean, ang titindi ng mga ginawa ni Jesus, di ba, when he was here on earth. I mean, he performed miracles, there were signs, there were wonders. Kung ano-anong klase. Really? Yung ba yung mga greater na sinasabi niya dito? And he says, you know, greater works than these will you do? Pag-usapan natin ng konti yan. Ano ba yung iniibig niya sabihin dyan? And the reason why he's doing this is the following statement. Sabi niya, because I am going to the Father. Again, this relationship, makikita po natin dito that whatever Jesus accomplished when he was here on earth is because of the relationship he had with the Father. And later on, we're going to discover through the power of the Holy Spirit while he was here on earth. So, tingnan natin, ano ba yung works na yun? Ibig sabihin ba yun? Hihigitan natin yung mga miracles na ginawa ng Panginoon? Meron pa bang kaya bang hihigitan natin yun? I mean, can anybody, you know, isip natin dito, ibig sabihin ba yan, Pastor Jay, na parang lilipad tayo, parang si Superman, ganun ba yun? Magkakaroon tayo ng superhuman abilities more than what Jesus did? Well, scholars or yung mga experts, what they tell us dito po, when Jesus was talking about the works, when he says, you're going to do the works, ano ba yung works ng Panginoon? It was the message and the miracles that Jesus did here on earth. Now, he didn't say that you're going to do greater than these things. He said, you're going to do the works that I did. You're going to do the works that I do. At when he was here on earth, what did he do? He talked about the kingdom of God. He talked about the message of salvation. But at the same time, there were also miracles, supernatural miracles that he performed. Dito po sa ICS Church, naniniwala tayo na ito po ang isang command sa atin ng Panginoon to continue to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. No? We're called to do that. So yun po yung una, yun yung message ng Panginoong Jesus. But at the same time, we believe that signs, wonders, and miracles are also for today. Hindi po siya nagtapos when Jesus left the earth. Naniniwala po tayo that even today, miracles are possible. That's why we pray for the sick. That's why we believe that God can still speak to us through dreams, visions. We believe in the spiritual gifts that Paul writes about in the New Testament. Why do we believe this? Kasi sabi ni Jesus eh. Sabi niya, you will do the works that I do. Now, I don't know about you, if the Son of God, who predicted his death and resurrection and was able to do it, says something, ako paghahawakan ko yun. Maniniwala ako dun. Right? Because he is the Son of God. At para sa bawat isa po sa atin na mananampalatay sa Panginoon, if that is something that we believe, we need to trust in what he has said. What about greater works? Kasi sinabi niya rin, di ba? You will also do greater works. Later on, ano ba yung works na yun? It's scope and scale. Yun naman yun. Hindi ibig sabihin na hihigitan natin yung ginawa ni Jesus, namatay siya sa cross. So for the salvation of man, tayo din, no? We can die for the salvation of man. No, one person did that at yun lang ang inaccept ng Diyos Ama, yung death, yung kabayaran sa kasalanan ng buong sangkatauhan that Jesus paid on the cross is the only acceptable sacrifice and payment for all of humanity's sin. Hindi na po natin kayang higitan doon. Kahit yung pinakamatino at pinakamabuting tao sa buong mundo, hindi kayang higitan yung ginawa na ng Panginoong Jesus. Because it is a once and for all sacrifice and payment for all of humanity's sin. Sapat na yun at hindi pa natin kailangan dagdagan or kaya pang dagdagan pa. But rather, when he talked about greater works, no, is the scope and scale. Remember when Jesus was on earth, saan siya nagpunta? Saan siya nagpreach? It was confined to the suburbs and to the outskirts of Jerusalem. Galilee, mostly. And later on, bago siya mamatay, he finally entered into Jerusalem. Hindi nga siya lumabas sa Israel eh. But what do we find? Kung babasahin po natin yung birth ng church sa Book of Acts, ano nangyari? The disciples, when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and the persecution came to the church, ano nangyari po? Yung scope, di ba? Yung scope, grabe, lumawak. The gospel went beyond Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and now even to the ends of the earth. The Philippines is part of the ends of the earth. Sa context nun. Diba? At hanggang ngayon po, marami pa rin po nagpupunta sa iba't ibang mga lugar to share the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the way. Why? Because that is the scope. At the same time, yung scale. Grabe yung scale. Kasi when Jesus spoke, you know, in one day, he probably was able to reach about 5,000 people as recorded. Sabihin natin, multiplied by 2. Kung bibilangin yung children and women, probably about 10,000, maybe in one day. Pero since the modern era, ano na po nangyari? Because of technology, right now, because of the internet, diba grabe yung scale ng pag-multiply ng message ng Panginoong Jesus. So this is something that Jesus predicted, prophesied about, and today we are living this out. This is the greater works that Jesus is talking about. And we as a church, ICS Church and the church global, kung patuloy pong magaganap at mangyayari itong greater works na to, there are several elements na dapat manatili, no, sa ating samahan for us being a church. It's not sufficient that we say, ay, meron na kaming sariling building, tapos na yun. Or meron tayong internet, tapos na yun. Yun ba yung kailangan para magpatuloy ang greater works? But if we look at what Jesus is talking about, it's actually more than that. It's more than buildings. Primarily, it's about relationship. So let's talk about that. Kung magpapatuloy po for the next 45 years and beyond, should the Lord Jesus not return yet? I don't know about you, but I wish he would return soon. But should Jesus not return yet, ano ba yung mga dapat nating gawin so that a right relationship with God will enable us to do greater works? The first thing is this, I would suggest, a right relationship with God requires faith. Faith. Dapat po meron tayong pananampalataya at pagtitiwala sa Panginoong Jesus. Here, continuing on, in John chapter 14, he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me," in verse 1. So Jesus here, naka-announce niya pa lang, sabi niya, there's going to be persecution and I will be taken away from you. Siyempre, nangangamba na yung mga disciples and inassures niya sila. Sabi niya, wag kayong mangamba. Wag kayong mag-alala. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Kung naniniwala kayo sa Diyos, Ama, magtiwala din kayo sa akin. Kasi at this point, some of them were still not sure. Kasi si Jesus, hindi pa siya namamatay, hindi pa siya nagre-resurrect from the dead. So for many of them, parang ordinary person, teacher lang naman to eh. I mean, what kind of transformation will this person bring? And they continued to cast doubt. And Jesus said, alam mo, pag nakita niyo na ako, parang nakita niyo na yung Diyos Ama. Yung naririnig niyo sa akin, it's like Him also speaking because He and I are one. No, we are one. If we are going to succeed in doing the works that Jesus did or in doing the greater works that He wants us to do, dapat po meron tayong pagtitiwala at pananampalataya sa Kanya. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This relationship begins in faith, sa isang pagtitiwala. No? Nasubukan nyo na bang magkaroon ng deep relationship sa taong hindi nyo trusted? Hindi, di ba? Kung walang trust dun sa relationship na yun, it's not gonna go further than that. No? Hindi siya lalalim, hindi siya tatagal ng mahaba. And you probably will not accomplish great things together kung walang pagtitiwala, kung walang trust. There are marriages today that have lasted decades because of trust. Because somebody has put their faith in the other person. Hindi naman ibig sabihin nun na perpekto yung tao na yun, only that they chose to trust in that relationship. There was mutual trust and belief in one another. No? Malapit na yung Valentine's. And when you talk about relationship, yan yun, di ba? Dapat mayroong pagtitiwala para talaga pang matagalan yung samahan at magiging matibay. Now, right now, we're watching, I don't want to promote any particular series, but we're watching a really interesting series right now about the royal family sa Great Britain. And this marriage has lasted 75 years. Anybody here 75 years married? No, interesting yan, ano? Kasi very public itong marriage na to, di ba? The British royal family. At kung anong klaseng mga pinagdaanan ng mga anak nila, mga kamag-anak. Pero the king and the queen, they are still together 75 years later. Prince Philip is now, if I understand, 99 years old. And the queen, you know, Queen Elizabeth II, is in her 90s as well. 75 years. 75? 73 or 75? Parang ganun, no? Basta, more than 70 years. Kung walang pagtitiwala, trust sa isa't isa, it's near impossible to do that. And in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, kung magpapatuloy po ang nais ng Panginoon sa buhay natin, sa buhay ng ating iglesia, sa ating samahan, we need to continue to trust and put our faith in Him. Ang tanong ngayon, kumusta po ang ating pananampalataya sa Panginoon? How's our faith and trust in Him? I know in 2020, many of us were shaken dahil nga sa mga kaganapan at nagpapatuloy na kaganapan sa mundo hanggang ngayon. And some people may have walked away from their faith in Jesus Christ, may have doubted because of disappointments, frustrations, no? Sa mga pagsubok, pinagdaanan sa buhay, hindi naging matatag, hindi tumagal, at nawala. Faith is essential for God to do what He wants to do in our life. If you're expecting miracles, dapat po merong pagtitiwala at pananampalataya sa Panginoon Diyos. If we're expecting to do amazing things sa loob ng ating pamilya, sa ating mga circle groups, sa ating mga trabaho, sa ating iglesia, dapat po meron tayong matatag na pananampalataya sa Panginoon at dapat lumalalim siya sa habang panahon. Diba? It needs to grow deeper. Hindi po ito yung pananampalataya na panglinggo lamang. Alam niyo po, kung panglinggo lamang yung pananampalataya natin, hindi po tayo tatagal. Hindi po tayo tatagal. But if our faith, we strive to grow deeper in the Lord every day, hinahanap natin yun kung paano natin siya ipamuhay sa araw-araw, sa relationships natin, sa nakapaligid sa ating mga ari-arian, no, things that God has entrusted to us, sa ating time, opportunities, no, na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon, we strive to live out our faith even through the most difficult seasons. Dun po lalalim ang ating relasyon sa Kanya. Dun lalalim ang ating pananampalataya sa Kanya. If you ask any couple today, bakit, ano yung naging sikreto nyo kung bakit kayo tumatag? None of them will say it's because the other person is perfect. Kasi wala namang ganun. Pero usually they will say, kasi meron kami mga pinagdaanan na talagang no, nag-test sa aming relationship and we came out stronger, we discovered who we really were sa kabila ng mga pagsubok na aming pinagdaanan. I hope that 2020 has strengthened your faith in the Lord. Dahil matinding pagsubok ang mga pinagdaanan ng bawat isa po sa atin. But if you never wavered, kung hindi po kayo bumitiw sa Panginoon, sa iyong pananampalataya sa Kanya, nakakasiguro po ako that today, your faith is stronger than it was in January 2020. Amen po ba? Because of the difficulties, because of the trials that we have gone through. Pero doon po dapat magsimula. It needs to begin with faith. A right relationship with God to accomplish great things requires faith. Secondly, a right relationship with God is strengthened by prayer. May kilala po ba kayong mga tao na tama yung relationship nila or matatag yung kanilang pagsasama na hindi nag-uusap kahit kailanman? Di ba? Kung hindi kayo nagko-communicate, kung hindi tayo nag-uusap, ang hirap nun. Parang hulaan na lang sa isa't isa. This is about communication. Di ba? Prayer is about communication. This is our conversation with God. If we do not pray, then paano yung communication natin? And again, when we talk about prayer, prayer is not one way. Pag sinabi po natin pananalangin, hindi po ito ako lang nagbibigkas ng aking mga pangangailangan sa Panginoon Diyos. Prayer also requires a time of stillness, silence, and listening. It's communication. It's two-way. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Here, Jesus is talking about prayer. Ngayon, siguro at this point, hindi pa nila lubos maunawaan yun. What is Jesus talking about? He's right here. Kasama namin siya. Again, hindi pa siya namamatay. Hindi pa siya nabubuhay muli. You know, his death and resurrection had not yet taken place. Mas lubos nilang maunawaan ito after Jesus is no longer physically present. It is there that they will understand, ayun pala yun, yung pananalangin in the name of Jesus. The only way to the Father, again, sinabi ni Jesus, it is through Him. Jesus offers the widest scope. Peter says, while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Pero it's also exclusive. Because the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. Not through any other person, not through any other means. It's only through faith in Christ because of the grace that God has given us. And the way that we establish that is by prayer. Kumusta naman po? Nagtagumpay po tayo sa 21 days of prayer natin. Were we able to pray through all of that? Kung hindi po natin napapagpatuloy ang ating buhay na pananalangin, mahihirapan po tayo i-maintain ang tamang relationship with our Heavenly Father. Kung ang ginagawa lang po natin, again, it's just one way. It's just us listening to the Word, but not actually responding to God in prayer or letting Him know our concerns, wala tayong pagkakataon na marinig din siya na mangusap sa atin. So we need to have this habit of prayer para lumalim at maging tama ang ating relasyon sa Kanya. It is in the time of prayer that we hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit correct us. Pag nag-iisa lang tayo. Di ba minsan meron pangungusap ang Panginoon sa atin? Kahit wala tayo sa iglesia, kahit hindi natin kasama ang ibang mananampalataya, you know, we're in the middle of our work and our duties, our responsibilities, and we will feel or hear the still small voice of the Lord, anak, huwag ka magpatuloy dyan. Or anak, umiwas ka dyan. Anak, umalis ka na dyan. Huwag mong tingnan yan, huwag mong basahin yan, huwag mong pakinggan yan. Huwag kang manatili dyan. And that's prayer. Prayer. Ngunit mayroong pagsasanay. Kung hindi tayo sanay sa pakikinig, sa tinig, sa boses ng Panginoon, kung paano siya nangungusap sa atin, posibleng hindi natin siya marinig sa panahon na nangungusap siya sa atin. There was a story about this young man. His name was Samuel. And he was under the training of a priest in the Old Testament times named Eli. And so Samuel was there. Samuel would grow up to become one of the greatest prophets of Israel. A prophet is someone who keenly hears the voice of God and is able to communicate that with clarity to those who need to hear it. And in Samuel's case, yun po yung nation of Israel. Pero bilang bata, hindi po ganun. Hindi automatic nangyari sa kanya yun. Merong pagsasanay na naganap. Nung bata pa lang siya, at tinuturuan siya ni Eli, he was sleeping one time, and he heard a voice, Samuel, Samuel. Tumayo siya, lumapit siya kay Priest Eli. Sabi niya, yes po, tinawag niyo po ako. Sabi ni Eli, matulog na ako. Hindi, matulog ka. Go back to bed. Hindi ako yun. Second time, the voice says, Samuel, Samuel. Tumayo siya uli. Sir, tinatawag niyo po ba ako? No, parang, iloloko yata ako nito. Parang, pinaprank yata ako ni Priest Eli. And Eli says, no, go back to bed. Pero sandali. Sandali. Samuel, bago ka matulog uli, Eli realizes, baka si Lord to. Because Eli has knowledge on how God speaks. Next time, marinig mo yung boses mo, yung pangalan mo tinatawag, answer back. Yes, Lord, your servant is here. Speak, I am listening. So the third time, the Lord calls Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. Finally, tumigil siya, siguro papunta na siya kay Eli, naalala niyo yung sinabi sa kanya ni Eli, yes, Lord, your servant is here. I'm listening. And the Lord spoke to Samuel. Doon nagsimula yung kanilang relationship where he would become God's prophet, spokesperson, mouthpiece to the nation of Israel. He would end up anointing the first king of Israel and even the greatest king that Israel ever had, King David, later on, all because he learned to listen to the voice of God. Yun po isang bagay na pagsasanay na dapat bawat isa sa atin matutunan over time. You know, the only way to know how to pray is not by reading about it or listening to sermons and teachings about it. The only way to learn how to pray is to pray. That's the only way. Parang pagbibisikleta yan eh. Diba? Pwede muntay lang siya, panoorin siya, lahat ng YouTube tutorials. Pero unless na kumuha ka ng bisikleta, sumakay doon at magsimula magbisikleta, you're not gonna know how to do it. You may be able to explain the theories, pero unless you do it yourself, hindi mo siya talagang lubos mauunawaan. Prayer is the same thing. And it requires us to constantly, sabi nga ni Paul, pray without ceasing. Ito yung pamamagitan ng ating pakikinig, ability to connect with God, to listen to His voice. And the best way to do that is through the Word, through prayer, right? understanding how God has spoken to people in the past. You know, read the stories about people praying to God at yung different ways that God responds to them in the scriptures. And by doing this, we will learn prayer. Paano siya? It's not just one way. It's also us listening and hearing the voice of God. A right relationship with God is strengthened by prayer. Finally, number three, a right relationship with God is powered by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, powered. Sino po sa inyo powered by caffeine? Kung hindi nagkakape sa umaga, walang power. Diba, may mga ganun, di ba? Powered by caffeine. Ako, I'm powered by chocolate. Pag walang tsokolate sa umaga, parang walang sigla ang buhay. Ayun. So, iba-iba yan eh. Iba-ibang trip, ika nga. Diba? What empowers you? Yung iba sa atin, no, pag hindi nakakausap yung hinahanap-hanap, yun, hindi naririnig ang tinig at ang boses. Parang walang sigla. Walang buhay. Hindi na masayang araw ko kasi hindi siya nag-message back. Scene zone lang ako. Kaya malungkot. Di ba? Ano ba yung nag-empower sa atin? What powers us up? Here, when it comes to greater things, greater works, scope, scale, message, and miracles, what powered Jesus while he was here on earth was the Holy Spirit. Pero sandali, Pastor Shad, di ba ano siya? God na siya. Yes, he was God, but he was also fully human nung nandito siya sa earth. Grabe yun, ano, paano yun? Fully God and fully human at the same time? Kasi he willfully withheld his God ability para ipakita sa atin what it means to follow the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit. Paano mamuhay na dependent on the Holy Spirit? Jesus lived his life that way. In the same chapter, John writes, quoting Jesus, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Jesus said, he will be the one that will be sent. I will send the Holy Spirit to be your helper, to be your counselor. You'll be powered by the Holy Spirit. At nangyari po ba ito? Yes! When Jesus was physically no longer present, again, punta tayo sa book of Acts, sabi doon, when they were together in the upper room, the Holy Spirit came and filled the disciples. They were praying and worshiping together. At dahil doon, nagbago. The timid, afraid disciples, si Peter, who cursed Jesus multiple times, the disciples who were hiding out of fear were suddenly emboldened and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you can read it for yourself. Basahin niyo po yung book of Acts. Wherever they were, ano nangyari? Signs, wonders, and miracles took place. Ultimo yung shadow lang nga eh. Diba? Yung anino lang, dadaan lang si Peter, yung anino niya. Gumagaling na yung mga tao. Is it because of him? No, it's because of the overwhelming presence of the Holy Spirit in their life. How do we get the Holy Spirit? Well, if we put our faith in Jesus, doon nagsisimula. You are now a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Pero merong second blessing pa na sinasabi. At yun ang nangyari sa book of Acts. Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit. He will empower you to be effective witnesses for me. Acts 1:8. Ganun ang mangyayari. For us to be able to accomplish what Jesus did, and even beyond, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit na tutulong sa atin ma-resist ang mga temptations against sin. It is the Holy Spirit who will empower us to live holy and righteous lives. Yung sarili nating pag-iisip, sarili nating abilidad, may hangganan lang po yan. But none of us have enough power in ourselves to resist and even defeat the power of the devil. Because he is spirit. The only one powerful enough to defeat the attacks of the evil one is God himself. And we're able to do that because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We can discern false prophecy, false teachings. We can resist temptation. Hindi dahil napakatindi nating tao, napakahusay natin, napakagaling natin. Nagagawa lang po natin yun because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's what happened when Jesus was here on earth. That's how the disciples did it in the early days. And that is how the church has been doing it for all of these years. Sabi mo, Pastor Jed, ako, may mga struggles nga ako eh. Matindi. Kapatid, maybe you've been trying to do that through your own ability and your wisdom. Alam mo, may mga bagay hindi kakayanin ang sarili nating pag-iisip, sarili nating kakayanan. In fact, meron mga demonic attacks that Jesus says, some of these require prayer and fasting. The power of the Holy Spirit under the name of Jesus enables us to be victorious. When we are able to live this out according to the teachings of Jesus, right? A right relationship with God, then we will see greater things take place in our life and in the life of us as a church. Because a right relationship with God requires faith, is strengthened by prayer, and is empowered by the Holy Spirit. As we strive to do this every day, sa sarili nating buhay, sa loob ng ating mga tahanan, sa ating mga samahan, as a church, as ICS Church, it is here that we will see how God will continue to do great things in and through us. Naniniwala po that the best is yet to come for you, for me, for the life of the church. Not because it's a nice thing to say, no, it's because this is what Jesus has declared. A right relationship with God enables us to do greater works. Dahil yun po ang layunin ng Panginoon Diyos sa atin. It's amazing that in this past couple of months and even the past year, kung paano kumilos ang Panginoon sa kalagitnaan natin sa buhay ng bawat isa. There are so many stories of how God has answered the prayers of the church and even increase the growth of the church. Even in a season of the pandemic. We cannot boast on any of these things. Kung paano na pinagpala ang Panginoon ng ICS Church, kung paano lumago lalo pa ang ating mga circles, 100% increase in numbers of circles at ICS. Dahil nga limited ang ating kilos at pagtitipong, and yet, despite those things, nag-multiply pa tayo. That's only God. Only God can do that. At naniniwala po ako na higit pa roon ang nais ng Panginoon mangyari sa ating buhay, sa ating mga tahanan, sa ating mga trabaho, and all the things that we are doing today. We just need to trust in Him. We need to constantly pray, Lord God, not my will, your will be done. Manguna ka, Panginoon, sa akin. Hindi yung nais ko, kundi ang nais mo, O Diyos, nawa ang matupad. And that's not always gonna be an easy prayer, kasi minsan, ayaw natin yung nais ng Panginoon. Ayaw natin sundin yun, kasi mahirap. Kasi hindi sang-ayon sa ating mga plano. But when we follow it, it's going to be so much better than what we planned for ourselves. As we seek the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, He will lead us. He will not forsake us. Sige po, sa ating pong pagwakas, can I ask you all to stand together with me right now? And as we come to the Lord in prayer, in your home, where you're watching, samahan niyo po kami, tumayo din po tayo. Let's be one in spirit today. Lumapit tayo sa Panginoon Diyos at hilingin natin ang kanyang pangunguna sa ating mga buhay. If there are things that you have been praying for more than 21 days at sa tingin mo, hindi pa rin siya natutupad, wala pa rin kilos, walang kaganapan ang ayari. Kapatid, don't lose hope. Keep praying, keep interceding, keep obeying God, keep following the leadership of His Spirit. Because in time, He will fulfill it. Greater days are ahead.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.